I mean, how silly is that? Man, we're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Y'all know the drill. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your co-host, Jarrell. Partner in crime, co-creator of the show with me, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it because you can't take this money with you, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
Producer extraordinaire, Statman Brett.
Yeah!
All right. All right.
There I do have go. To. I want to give a little behind the scenes right now for the people. Yeah. As I was coming up here, I was walking in, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to take the elevator, you know, as we usually do. It was on the top floor. I was like, you know, forget it.
You're going to walk.
I'm going to walk it.
Yeah.
Hit the button, though, before I realized. So I started walking. As I'm getting up the last step of the stairs, I'm walking up top floor. I hear the ding of the elevator opening.
On the first floor.
On the first floor. So I went up four flights. We're on the fourth.
Yeah.
Four flights. That thing went down.
Slower than you
went
up. With
gravity on its side. And I walked with gravity against me. And I still beat it. Man versus machine, I win. So I just want to say, wow. Elevators are kind of useless.
Yeah, well, yeah. Shout out to your legs, dude.
Yeah, dude, infinite
strong
miles
legs
right here.
Yeah.
They go for days.
Yeah, no, that's a great place to start the show today. I'm glad we talked about this.
Something else. Can I get to grind my gears real quick?
Sure, all
We're
right.
Starting off real strong.
Yeah, all Sorry. Right, here I we just... go. Give me a second.
Yep.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The close button on the elevator, it never works when you want it to. I accidentally hit the second floor, and I was trying to close it the whole time. I sat there for like 20 seconds because the button apparently doesn't do anything.
So you probably messed up the whole system.
Yeah, you probably messed it up for me.
Well,
you broke it.
Wow. Rudy, right, do you have any complaints about the elevator to start the show?
It did. It was pretty slow
today. It's always been very slow.
Yeah, but it was an extra 3 seconds slower. I'm like, dude, one day I'm going to get stuck in this damn thing.
You feel like it will happen to us.
Yeah, I've thought that
many
times.
And every time it's a risk that I'm willing to take.
And I feel like at one point it's just going to drop. Tower of Terror style.
At least it's only four floors.
What is the protocol if you are in an elevator and it starts dropping? I know you're not supposed to try to jump when it because that's apparently been disproven, I feel. But, like, what if you, like, hold on to the sides? I don't know. Legs up or something. Like, you know,
I don't know if possible. You know what? I'm going
to
look that up.
Trying to pop up the open, the top of it, and climb out of it, like, in the movies. I don't know.
Well, it's climb movie. To it's the next. It's falling down.
Yeah,
so
well, in four flights, I don't think you're going to have that much time.
No much
to
time, yeah. Gravity actually works pretty well.
Yeah,
when it wants falling. To.
I think you're just going with it. I don't think the jumping thing would work because the momentum's already bringing you down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think you're just.
You're done.
Yeah, I think we would all try to climb up on something, right?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
To lessen the impact.
Yeah.
But I think inevitably it would still
I feel like
suck.
Four flights isn't that bad.
No, we could still break
right?
the leg, though.
Yeah, no, obviously. Yeah.
I mean,
legs are gonna be, we're not going to be dead, maybe.
No,
I think maybe
really
it's like
messed up.
Four flights, dropping four flights. If you go look outside,
if I did want to end it all, I could just take a jump right now.
All right.
Way to start the show.
Quick birthday shout out to Riley. It's Riley's birthday today.
All right, big shout out to the homie Riley.
How old is Riley? 28?
All right.
Happy birthday, dog.
Do you, Statman Brad, do you have some stats for us on elevators dropping?
So they say jumping in the air just delays the inevitable.
Okay.
If you sit down, it's going to compress your back and your spine. Therefore, paralyzation is most likely going to happen.
Damn.
The best way to do it and the most efficient, again, not a guarantee, lie on your back.
Flat. Okay.
So that there's no compression of your legs. You're going to have a better chance of surviving and less chance of a paralyzation.
I would absolutely not do that. That seems...
yeah. It seems
like it's
not a good idea.
The more I think about it, because you're distributing the weight as well.
Yep,
understood.
Exactly.
But instinctually, the last thing I would think is let me lay down and accept my fate here.
Yes, 100%.
Like, even if though that's the smartest thing to do, that sounds like the absolute worst thing to do.
All right, well,
you know what I mean? Like, if you jumped into water from the fourth floor, you wouldn't be like, yo, let me land on my back. That sounds like the smartest way to enter this water. Granted, landing on concrete, different surface, but still, I think my instincts would tell me I got to go up, not down. You know what I mean?
And it also says that, like, the bigger the person, the more compressible like your body will compress, so you have a better chance of surviving than somebody that has like no meats or no bones on.
There
like,
it is,
just yeah, all just like skin and bones.
That's why we need those
so
burgers,
if you're,
baby.
If you're a little bigger, the you have a better chance. Better.
There we go.
Of making right, it right. while lying down than somebody else. So
all right. Yeah. Well, there you go. PSA for the people at home today. Hope you all learned something. I know I sure did. And something I'll never put into practice, but thank you. At least now I know.
We'll never forget this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tomorrow morning we will, though, but right now we won't.
No, this tonight we will never forget this.
Yeah.
Can we talk hoops? You sure, know I'm dying
I guess.
To.
I guess.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're happy. Yeah. Now you're happy. Congratulations.
You're back in it
yeah.
now. The boys are stirring over there.
Last week was pretty difficult. This show was pretty tough. And I may have said some fairly cruel things about the greater Sacramento region.
Yeah, you ripped them a little bit. Yeah,
the whole
yeah.
show and the whole week.
Yeah.
I have since apologized for that. But we're 2-2, baby. We shouldn't be. The Kings absolutely should have won that game yesterday. I was really curious to see what the narrative was going to be if they ended up losing that game after just the dumbest play by Steph and calling the timeout. I loved Klay Thompson calling Steph, C-Web, Curry. That was amazing. Cool. Nice callback to the Michigan days with Chris Webber, who probably called the most famous timeout of all time, I would imagine.
Yep, I would have to agree with that.
I was curious to see how that narrative would have gone. I thought Mike Brown totally mismanaged the end of that game. They shouldn't have had a chance to win being up five. The Warriors being up five with 42 seconds left, they should have put that one away. You get that call, the technical free throw, and then when the Kings get the ball back on the rebound, instead of calling a timeout, I don't know why. When you have De'Aaron Fox, why wouldn't you let him get the ball in transition? Mike Brown, I think, overthought it. It was like, I got a young squad. I want to get a set. Why would you want to get set against the Warriors? Your biggest advantage is your speed. I just couldn't, in the moment when I was watching it, I was like, oh, this is brilliant. You're gonna put it on your young team to run this play at the end of the game. And listen, Harrison Barnes had a wide open look, but that's not the look they were going for. They wanted De'Aaron Fox to get it. I just thought that was totally mismanaged. And if the Warriors end up winning the series, more importantly, the Kings end up losing the series, I think at the end of that game, that's what we'll be able to point to.
Didn't De'Aaron Fox have a broken finger?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just reported today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fractured index
in the fourth quarter of that game.
That's correct.
So, okay.
So him shooting there might not have been the best.
Yeah. That's probably why he didn't shoot it.
You never know. We like to think in the moment. Like, right now we have that information, so we're all going to speculate because of that. But in that moment in time, I'm sure there's adrenaline for the guy.
Right.
He's probably not feeling it that much. They probably gave him something, like wrapped it up super tight or something to that degree, you know. They're not just going to let him out to, like, a flailing finger, but, you know.
But they let the Warriors back into this. I felt like when you have the champion on the ropes, you got to knock him out. And they had an opportunity in Chase yesterday. Obviously not an elimination game, but you're going back to Sacramento for a possible elimination game. The Warriors still got to win three of these things. I think you're looking pretty good. Now going back, even missing your superstar point guard.
Well, he still might play.
He's doubtful. And if he does play, he is going to be hampered to some degree.
And Kobe, baby.
That is true.
No.
And it is the Warriors on the road, and we all know how that is.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think if De'Aaron Fox doesn't play, the Warriors have to win this game.
Yeah.
Don't mess around and give these guys another opportunity. But this whole series turned in the blink of an eye. Some would say it never got started because no one's lost on their home floor yet.
It started. Yeah, it started. And I think we all expect this to go, I think, seven, and hopefully it does at this point in time. This has been a fun series to witness as a neutral. Do have something in the fight, obviously, being a Laker fan. Hopefully that they get in the next season. This could be your future opponent. That being said, just kind of letting the boys play and seeing it all happen and seeing the town itself kind of go around it is interesting because you got half the town essentially for one side and half the town for the other. So this is kind of fun to see right now of how the North State's being represented well. So shouts to that. That's important. But I will say, that was a huge win for the Warriors because the entire time I was thinking the Warriors are getting really big for their britches. I thought they're older now. Klay is not the Klay of old. Draymond, talks of Draymond of old, but he does not that same Draymond as well. And Steph as well has slightly lost a step, but he's still proving why he's the greatest shooter. And he can still survive. Shoot, if you can shoot, you can last forever in this league for the most part, it seems like.
I would agree with you that all those things are true, but I think Steph is playing some of his best basketball I've ever seen from him. The way he's getting to the rack at this age and his finishing package around the hoop is better than it's ever been. I think his play, but the turnovers are still, as a Warriors fan, they drive me nuts. The way they throw the ball around and they're so careless with the rock drives me nuts as a fan. But I digress. Back to what you were saying?
At this point in time, we have got as far as analytical on the show we've ever been before.
Yeah,
I feel, so.
Yeah.
I think I'm okay with that. I've said my stew.
Okay. What do you boys think about this? The rest of this series?
I think it's going to come down to Fox and how healthy he is.
Yeah.
If he could show up and actually participate and do some work on the court, I think they're still going to have a shot. But if he misses this game and they lose, it's a wrap.
I think the Kings missed their shot.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is.
I said Warriors in six in the beginning of the series, and that's leaning towards that way. But
I mean, the Warriors
still
have been
tied 2-2 though.
Yeah, and so we'll see how bad that finger is. If De'Aaron Fox doesn't play, the Warriors have to win that game. I mean, just let's put him out, right? But I felt like the Kings missed a real opportunity yesterday. Obviously, Game 3 was no contest from pretty much the outset. But
being there live, seeing that game was hard to watch. They went, 11 for 46 from the three?
Yeah.
And the Warriors hit 30% from the three. It was just back and forth, brick city, dude. It was still cool. It was still dope. But at the end of the day, they both shot like 34%.
Yeah, you went to the one game that wasn't interesting.
The worst game of the series. Yeah.
And a great series. I'm sorry.
You know, it just happened.
That's how it goes. That's the risk you take when you go to these games.
Yep.
Any predictions? Anything else besides Rudy? No? You guys ready to move on?
Yeah.
Because I could stay here.
No. We went down that road last Monday, dude. I'm just happy that you're in a better mood today.
I mean, I'm glowing.
Yeah, you are. I can feel your energy right now.
This is exciting.
You're with it right now.
This is much better than how I felt last week.
I hate it. I'm not gonna lie.
I will say.
I wanted you to suffer for the show.
I'm hoping Game 7 does happen, and then Sunday just becomes a toss up whether or not your mood's gonna be elated or defeated.
Aren't you a Warriors fan?
Well, yeah, but I also like seeing you hurt a little bit.
Ooh. It's great for the show.
It's really good for the show.
The content that you
get. Because I've heard
when we're hurt. When
these past couple
hurt,
years.
That's true.
So it's like, it's good to see somebody else hurt.
We love to kick us when we're all down.
Yeah.
Like anyone. Like, when you're down, I love kicking y'all.
Yeah,
when I'm down, you love
kicking
me.
Warriors to win, I've been enjoying your rants on Instagram and on the show. So it's just been fun.
Yeah. 100, yeah.
I mean, but
right.
Don't you feel like I've suffered enough? Since you've been on the show.
Four championships, bro.
No,
you haven't suffered anything.
But what about the Niners, right?
So,
what about my Packers?
we'll get there.
Yeah, exactly.
We will get to that.
I guess we'll get to that.
On him today, huh? We all can suffer. We all suffer. Yeah. We're all going to continue to suffer. And you haven't suffered enough. No one here has suffered enough. All right?
We're all suffering.
All right?
Talking about suffering, all right? We're talking about suffering.
Please, don't make it seem like, oh, woe is me right now. Woe is all of us. And we love the woe.
Yeah. That's we do.
We thrive off the woe.
Yeah. Why is it that we love to see our friends in so much pain over sports?
Because we've been in that much pain and we've been laughed at.
Oftentimes we're rivals in our sports that we do root for. So I don't think we do have one real, other than our college love for Michigan, we don't really get behind anything else together. So,
well, the United States.
That's different. Yeah. That's when patriotism comes into play, you know?
United.
Yeah. But, other than that, it's like, you know, our sports are all, and they're often, like I said, they're not just different, they're rivals, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And for me, it's a win-win on Monday. Either I get a great show with you just being disappointed, or Warriors go on and move on. It's great.
I hate that for you. I hate that I could provide that for you. I really, really hate that.
See, there you go. Hating that you're making your boy happy right now. Through his own misery. You could make him happy by just being miserable.
Because I had a full summer of just misery of not watching baseball, and you guys reveled in that. So
yeah,
I'm going to pick you guys off one by
but
one.
But that was chosen.
Yeah,
it was.
You did.
You're
not
right.
Actually, I take it back. 100%.
You
did.
That was suffering at your own hands.
You built
that cross
yourself.
But you guys talked about baseball more that summer, and you guys haven't talked much about it.
No, here's what happened. You decided to go sober. You decided to stop drinking baseball.
Yes.
And then you were that guy at the bar complaining that your friends were having such a good time.
I never complained
about
drunk
it. While you were sober. You hated it. You were like, oh, we've never talked this much baseball on the show before.
It was because I stopped watching it. You're like, we're going to talk about it more now.
I mean, that is
it's
very
like drinking
true.
In front of your friend that just went sober.
Yes.
That is yeah.
But also, it did help. The fact that the Dodgers didn't have a really good season.
Yeah.
Season, and that's, you know, a big turn-on for me right there.
And
you know?
Guess what?
It's like chub.
Come middle June, we're going to have nothing to talk about but baseball. Hmm. So... get ready, bud.
I mean, there's still the Formula One is out there.
Yeah.
That's
going to
be live and well. Oh. And then,
I mean, we figure it out. We've been doing the show
for
7 years.
We give you great shows because, like I said, professionals here, okay?
Yeah, clearly.
Highly trained.
Highly motivated.
Speaking of the media being bad, Dylan Brooks blames the media and says that they are making him the villain.
Definitely.
If you're not familiar with the Dylan Brooks story, Dylan Brooks in last year's playoff, took a cheap shot at Gary Payton II, broke his wrist. Gary Payton didn't return to the playoffs until the finals. And this year, he said that LeBron is old. He doesn't respect nobody until they come and give him 40, and then proceeded to punch him in the old cojones there and get ejected out of the game three, I believe it was, or was it game four?
Game three.
Yeah, thank you. He went on to say that the media has made him the villain, which to me is the softest thing in the world.
Well, he didn't even do an interview after the game that he got ejected from.
Correct.
After he made all these statements prior to this game. Now, I'm going to be the one guy, and the Laker fan as well, that's going to go slightly to Dylan Brooks' defense, and I think that him getting thrown out of that game was a little much of a reach. LeBron James is great, and he gets a little bit of layer of cushion around there, and that him hitting it in the junk, I don't think was... obviously, I can't judge intent. Nobody has that ability to do so.
Didn't look malicious.
It did not look malicious. It looked like a basketball play that happened to end with his hand hit in his groin.
Yeah.
And for him to get kicked out of that, I thought was not needed, not warranted.
Too harsh.
Too harsh of it. Yeah. And granted, the way LeBron went down, I was like, oh, yeah, someone got hit in the penis right there.
Yep.
It wasn't even didn't look like it was that hard. I'm sorry. Like, that's what she said. Jim, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to say that. I apologize.
Anywho, but yes. Continue.
It did not look like he had intent behind it.
Not at all. And for that to be it was a flagrant two to be kicked out of the game was like, okay, let's get him back in there. Because, like, that is a fun thing to have out there is him witnessing this happening. You know, that was good entertainment for us to witness. And for him to not be there kind of stripped us from that. But it also did paint him in an even worse light because he didn't do his interview afterwards. So I am slightly on that side. He shouldn't have been thrown out of the game. But you are still very soft for not doing an interview after the game. And the comments you made them. At this point in time, it's like toothpaste. You can't put it back in the tube.
Agreed. Right?
Exactly.
I'm learning that live.
That just shows you that he can't take the heat, man. He's all this talk. At least Draymond, would be straight up and say it.
100%. Draymond would never back down from
never,
that.
Ever. No.
Yeah, and you want to be that type of player.
Exactly.
You're wanting to be that style of player. You can't shy away from it when it's now needed.
Yep.
Like, you have to do it, you know? So, very soft move on Dylan Brooks. Yes, you are the villain, and you've crafted that yourself.
Yes, sir.
Yes, the media paints the light, but you do a very good job of giving it a picture to paint.
Thank you.
Wow.
Well said.
Wow, man. Yeah.
He's on one.
No entry in motion, dude.
Derek showed up today, baby.
Having a show. Dang.
I would say, at least with Draymond, we know it's authentic. And even though I hate that at times, Draymond just won't be accountable and just say, you know, that's who I am. That's what I am. Like, you know, it's kind of that as, I guess, definitely being accountable. But it's just like, but you can also be a jerk. And can you see how that would be annoying to your team? No? Okay, moving on.
Exactly. I will say there are times it's like, it's like person says, just because I have my, sign. It's like, no, you're just a bad person.
Yeah.
Like, you're making these decisions too right now. Like, you might feel like there's need to do that, but you could have some discipline out there. You can maybe realize it's not all about you.
Right.
And your need to express yourself. This is not just your team. It's everyone else's team.
Yeah. Pass the rock.
You know, please.
Let's talk about your boy Aaron Rodgers getting traded, huh?
Yeah, one of the best things to happen so far to the Packers.
Whoa!
Your takes this entire year have been so wild.
We at least got something from Aaron instead of having to pay him all this money now.
What did you guys get? Yeah, what did you guys get? Please, can you
We got moved up two spots this draft.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh.
Mm.
make it happen.
Wow, we got a second round and a sixth round pick, and then a potential first round pick next year.
Tell me more, Daddy.
First rounder.
I wish we could have got more. I wish we could have got at least another second and a guaranteed first round pick. But I mean, it's either we eat some money and we can actually start possibly going out for getting free agents, or we just pay him and he throws his hissy fit every single year for the next 4 years. We can move on now.
Sounds like a man who experienced Brett Favre in real time.
Yeah.
We can move on now, and he can go send his pictures to the Jets, then move on to Minnesota, and then steal money from Mississippi.
Dude, it's, that it's, does.
Hey, he's dropping bombs.
He's on the path.
You know what? You're onto something.
He's on the path. He's ready to go. He's stealing his flow.
If that does happen, if Aaron Rodgers does follow that same playbook of Brett Favre,
Honestly, wait. If the picture comes out, Mississippi better be worried for their money. Money getting stolen here.
Why Mississippi?
Well, because that's where Brett Favre took the money from.
From his hometown, it'd probably be California then. So Butte County, watch out. Oh no, we're doomed.
That's us.
Gosh.
Oh no. Sorry, Chico.
Yeah.
We're losing everything now.
So you're happy about this move?
Oh, absolutely. We can move on now. The whole Brett Favre thing came to life again, and at least we can move on and figure this out again. We can figure something out. We're not going to be good like the whole Brett Favre transition. We're not going to win a Super Bowl with Jordan Love, but at least we have a chance to regroup, reevaluate, and see what we have besides our quarterback. But you know what? We have something we can work with.
And I will say, Aaron Rodgers put the Packers in a bad position.
Yes.
He pretty much pointed them in the corner and said, you have to get rid of me to this one team. So nobody else was in the running whatsoever.
Yep.
So the Jets pretty much were driving this bus, and they landed themselves a quarterback that I hope, like, for everyone's sake, please, we don't need any more unsolicited growing pictures out there, okay? So I hope it doesn't happen.
I hope it doesn't happen, but you know what?
But at the same point, I do. You know, it's bad. I have the chaos mind theory, so let it be. But the Jets, wow. Finally, maybe, possibly. Wow.
You don't know.
J-E-T-S, Jets. We'll I can spell.
They have a team. They got young receivers. Yeah. They got Sauce Gardner, the best cornerback in the game. They got Breece Hall coming back off injury.
Yeah. Did they not sign all the Packers wide receivers, though?
Lazard. They got Lazard.
All of them.
Yeah.
There was a few others that he wanted, but he's not going to get them. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, Odell.
But
Beckham,
I mean, honestly,
Baltimore.
Yeah.
But the Jets do have a good lineup to go after the Bills. I don't think they're going to beat them, but I think they're going to get close. And they're going to give them a run for their money in that East. So
yeah.
Because at least they have experienced quarterback, and Zach Wilson will be out of a job.
If there's one group of fan bases that's probably had a terrible suffering, the Jets fan are definitely one of them, and they definitely do deserve a little bit of life right there.
Aaron Rodgers, you know, butt fumble.
So, yeah.
That division is still really, really good, man. Mm-hmm. Miami is a real team. They just signed Dalvin Cook this last week, too.
They did?
Wait, who?
Yeah.
Miami?
Miami?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Pretty sure. Didn't they get Dalvin Cook?
I
feel like that would have been big news.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that.
But at the same point in time, I'm not paying attention to the football whatsoever.
That's crazy.
Now.
Okay, I could be wrong. I know they're in talks with trying to get him. I could be wrong.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he's still under contract, so that had him in a trade. I mean, the draft is on Thursday, right?
I mean,
is it this Thursday?
Yeah, currently still Viking.
Okay. Get out of Minnesota if you ever can, because that's another cursed franchise, too.
And any team with Kirk Cousins on it, it's all bad.
But it's
Do you think the Jets have a legit shot? I mean, Aaron Rodgers would have been, let me think about this. I think he might have been, even the way he looked last year, was he the best quarterback in the NFC?
Ooh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Jared Goff, no, hands down, better than him.
Jared Goff did have a good year.
He did have a good season, though.
He had a decent season.
He's proven to be a lasting quarterback in the league. That being said, we're getting off a very big tangent right now.
So listen, well, think about it, though. Aaron Rodgers just, I mean, Jalen Hurts probably was the other best quarterback in the NFC. Mm-hmm. He just went to the AFC where he has to deal with Josh Allen is in his own division, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes. We'll see what happens to Lamar, but as it stands, Lamar Jackson.
Justin Herbert.
Joe Burrow. You already said Joe Burrow.
My bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he went to a conference that is loaded at the quarterback spot, where if he stayed in the NFC, I mean, we're talking about Daniel Jones, We're talking about Geno Smith. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is... That's the upper echelon. Kirk Cousins, that's the upper echelon of the NFC right now.
That's true.
And we don't know what Brock Purdy is. We don't even know who the Niners' starting quarterback will be next year. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is there is a gulf of difference in talent between the two.
It's night and day.
Oh, you forgot about Derek Carr, you know.
Saints, where did he go? Oh, he went to the Saints.
Yeah, he did go to the Saints,
That's right.
And Jimmy G went to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Another one we
another
have to go
one
through.
On the AFC,
oh, man.
Dude.
Yeah,
Jimmy G, baby. Oof. That's the one.
All right.
I hope everyone feels caught up with
football.
Our quarterback the power rankings by conference.
You did a little round robin there for you guys.
Little,
enjoy.
Little quarterback power rankings in April, which I know you're all dying for. Hey, you know, I'm actually ahead of schedule on this show a little bit. Can I knock out my player haters bowl now?
Yeah.
It's not written out. It's nothing. It's just something that I thought about right as I was walking in the studio. I'll stop talking.
The player haters bowl.
Oh, man. Hey.
Why you wanna play a hate on me?
The flowers are blooming, the weather is perfect, people are outside enjoying this gorgeous weather. This weather usually lasts, 3 to 4 weeks if we're lucky in Chico, and then boom, summer.
I mean, it's going to be 90 degrees next year.
Next year.
Next week.
Get it together, Rudy.
I thought that was later this week. That's neither here nor there. We're not meteorologists. The fact of the matter is, while many of you are outside enjoying this beautiful weather, maybe even getting that pre-summer bake on, that summer tan, many of us suffer during the best time of the year for winter in Chico by a thing called seasonal allergies. It's not that seasonal depression doesn't have its quirks and have its benefits. But you couple that, to follow that up with some seasonal allergies, it's just a real hellhole that I'm living in over here. I really don't understand, God. Why do you hate us so much? You know?
You are suffering right now for the seasonal allergies.
Yeah.
And maybe everyone else like you who has such a weak immune system that can't handle a nice little good-smelling sensations out there. I'm good, y'all. I'm good.
I'm great. I'm good, too. Brad?
Yeah, I'm great. I mean, I was born and raised here, so...
You know. He knows him well. Sorry.
I drank the Kool-Aid when I was young.
What is
we gave you advice on how to handle this before the show started,
honey.
But, you know, you didn't want to take it.
Local honey. Almost will cure it, because then you start actually ingesting all the allergens, and then your body gets used to it.
I've heard this forever. I go to the farmer's market. I get local honey. It does nada for the boy.
What part of local? Like, are you getting it from Durham? You got to get it from Chico.
I am getting it from Chico.
All right, just want to make
they
sure.
They brought it into Chico from Durham.
Yeah. Like, that's too far.
Listen, allergies suck, and if you know someone with allergies, be a little nicer to them. It's like having a cold but not being able to call out of work. It's pretty awful. You don't understand their plight. If you're fortunate enough to not experience allergies, thank your lucky stars and your parents' genetics, because unfortunately, yours truly, I get them bad, y'all. I get them bad. I got them everywhere I've lived. So,
what if it's like 1 in 4 people suffer from seasonal allergies? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ah, there it is. Good math.
Would you look that up for us, Statman Brad? I would be curious to find out. Well, that's my rant on allergies.
We're a living statistic, y'all.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got. Moving on.
I'm for it. Yeah, I mean, it's... But the thing is, your seasonal allergies come with the great-looking flowers that are out there. The cherry blossoms
are
blooming right now.
Especially
it's gorgeous.
Right now.
Get yourself out to Table Mountain.
Yeah.
This is the time before they're all gone. Go a little deeper than the waterfall. Trust me. It's worth it. Get lost out there.
Yeah.
But don't get too lost so you can't get unlost.
Did you recently go to Table Mountain?
I did not, no.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, just go.
It is beautiful.
It is
nice.
I think
the last time I went was during COVID.
Here's the thing. As much as I like hiking, I'd hate hiking, too.
Go
on. It's like this weird, I like being out there in nature, but like, it's got to be right. I don't want to just do it all the time.
Wow.
And then you're like, oh, you're out there. Like, oh, okay, was it really worth it? I don't know.
I mean, I
could have seen all this and not have walked this far. I don't know.
I really enjoy hikes, so I don't know. I don't agree with you at all.
You just BS'd yourself to the right answer. 26%.
Did I really?
Of America. from the Allergy and Asthma Foundation of America said that seasonal allergies hits 26% or 67 million adults.
I got to tell you, the only thing I hate more than Derek's team's winning is when Derek throws out a BS stat.
That was the most incredible. Hey, that's incredible.
That's calling my shot right there.
That is calling your shot blindfolded. Turn around.
Well done. I'm bowing to the audience.
Good work.
All right, let's get back to you being wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. Hikes. I like doing them. I like going to mark people.
It's different when you have a dog like Jerome and I do, and so Brad as well. But
Jerome's stepdog, you mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry. But still, going on hikes and
she loves me more. What?
You know what?
Is this about the dog or is there something else going on here?
Continue on. No, hikes are cool, especially when you have a dog.
I wish I had a dog. Yeah. I will say that. And I'm sure it would get me out more, obviously. But
it definitely does.
Yeah.
I guess what I hate about hiking is like when it gets so hot here. I don't like hiking in the heat.
Well, that's where you have to go in the morning, dude. Yeah. In the morning.
I don't know. I'd rather
shirt off, get a nice tan.
No.
He doesn't do shirts off.
I gotta tell you, if you're hiking solo dolo, no dog, no nothing.
Weird.
Unless you're older. I feel like older folks, it's totally appropriate. But if you're from, say, 20s to early 30s, I would go all the way to 40. And you're just walking around dolo, I find that odd.
You got to have a run on there. You got to have a slight jog. Make it look like you're just running the trails.
Yeah.
You know? All right. You're running, man.
Yeah, but if you're just walking solo.
It's a little.
And, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of things. You're just trying to get some fresh air. You're trying to get in shape. I'm not trying to discredit it. I'm just saying when I see people our age with no partner, I'm like, well, that guy's got to be a real jerk. He doesn't have any friends.
Yeah, it is kind of weird coming across those people because there's a lot of them.
There's a good amount of them on Upper
Park.
Off.
Nemo,
where are your friends?
Close, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Yeah, you want to get out there. Maybe it's a form of exercise. To which I'd say best in a gym. It's a little bit better.
Yeah.
You can still do the hiking.
Yeah.
And all right, but get outside and enjoy nature.
Yeah, please. Yes. Hiking,
This show has been all over the place today. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Once again, we want to thank you for spending part of your evening with this ridiculous show. We also want to thank our friends over at Blue Sky Events presenting the Chico Spring Jam on Saturday, April 29th at the historic Patrick Ranch. This day-long event features nonstop entertainment and two stages of music, dancing, the Eagles, Foreigner, and the Cars tribute bands, barbecue and brews, food trucks, Kids Zone, and more. There's also the return of KZFR's local stage with the Loki Miller Band, Yurkovich, the River Road Band, and KZFR DJs. Tickets and details at blueskyevents.com. Shout out to my guy, Forrest Melton over there, Blue Sky Events. That should be a fun thing. Shout out to our guy, Patrick Riley. Century 21 Select, and shout out to all of our underwriters, and most importantly, shout out to you, our listeners. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. This is truly a great time of the year to be in Chico.
My favorite time.
Springtime?
Yeah. Spring to summer, like right early summertime, too.
Yeah,
like I can still take a little bit of heat, too. I'm okay with that, but once you get like July, August heat, you're like, oh, God.
I would say early fall, too, right? Yeah. As the weather starts to cool down, just
especially when you're driving down Esplanade and the trees are changing.
Yeah, that's glorious. Gorgeous. Yeah, nice. Absolutely gorgeous.
Mad pretty, yo.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to get caught up on the happenings around the world. Derek Ismaki has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Ismaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, got a couple of good stories for you right now. We're going international with both of them. Actually international. You start off in the good old country of India. A massive country with a lot of people in there.
Yeah,
so you got to think.
Yeah. I think they just surpassed being the most populated country in the world.
Ooh, suck at China.
Yeah.
We got India on ours. Yeah, there we go.
That is a fact, because I remember reading the article. But
shouts to our Indian brothers out there right now, taking down the mighty Chinese as being the number one country with most people in it.
Yep.
Hopefully you can find a way to sustain them all, but that's your problem.
That is true.
I don't know. I've seen some Indian movies, and it looks rough out there.
It doesn't look fun to live in.
No, I've seen Slumdog Millionaire. Have you? Yes?
Yeah.
Great movie.
Solid movie.
But we are definitely all privileged to live here.
Yes, 100%. I agree.
That being said, you think with so many people, you're going to come up with some ideas that are out there. So maybe some very ingenious ideas. Very intuitive. Ingenious. I'm looking for a word I cannot say right now, and I'm going to keep moving, because it's not going to come to me the further I dig. So, either way, you're going to get some odd ideas, some good ideas, some odd ideas that actually work, and some odd ideas that do not. Well, here we have an idea where we have a homeopathic doctor from Sagar has devised a way to keep his car cool when it reaches such high heat in his area in India. So, something to listen to, Chico. We are about to enter our high heat area, and this might be a way to help keep you cool as you are driving. Now, he has said he has found a way to put essentially a sunscreen on his car, which insulates the car, therefore providing it easier to cool faster and keeps him cooler inside that car.
Okay.
That's awesome, right?
Oh, that's the best thing ever.
Right?
Yeah.
It cools up quicker, your AC does.
Yeah.
You're cooler in there automatically. Now, you're wondering, what is this magic sunscreen? Cow poop. Yeah. My dude is using cow poop to spread on his car. So if you love that smell, you're good. You are golden.
What?
You are cool as a cucumber. If not, you're cool, but it smells like poop.
Yeah.
So cow dunk is
the source
of this coolness. So someone should try it out here.
So he's just mobbing around.
With a poop-covered car.
At least he's being...
You know he's coming. You know he's coming, man. You can smell him coming. You know? So, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you're welcome, y'all. Wow. You're welcome for such intuitive ideas.
There you go.
I want to know what caused him to do that initially. Like, what's your thought process?
Yeah.
How drunk were you? Did you accidentally, like... How?
So wait, a car was covered
in cow poop.
Cow poop?
Yes.
I mean, it's a natural insulin.
100%. I'm sure it's been used.
It's a bad decision, but it's like maybe he just got tired of the summers.
I guess if it works, it works, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what? And I got to give a shout out to the guy who doesn't care about the
smell.
The smell or the physical look that it could cause or the physical, not the social stigma that might come with it. He's just doing it because it makes him feel better.
I mean, at a certain point, the poop stops smelling.
That's true. Touche.
So it's like, if you're willing to take like 3-4 weeks of smell and then just go with it, your natural insulin's there.
He does say it looks weird. It only lasts for about 2 months.
Yeah.
So you got to reapply every two months, you know? Okay. So, but yeah, if you're in the area with a lot of cow poop that you can use and it's hot,
let's pull up real quick.
I mean, plus, if you're in the country already, it smells like it
already. Yeah.
So, well,
touche.
Good point.
Touche. I'm not going to lie. I take that back. You probably can't smell them because it's already smelling like everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I feel like you have to get it from the source.
See, smell is not a smell if it all smells the same.
Yep.
All right, there you go.
I'm just saying, if we all had BO, there would be no BO.
Exactly.
We just accepted it. Now, so back from the great ideas of India, we go to the terribleness that is Belgium right now. Belgium has now become public enemy number one to me.
Oh.
No.
So not because of soccer?
No, not because of soccer. Mm-hmm. I do love him for the football. Kevin De Bruyne! A Belgium superstar. But he's not the reason why I hate them. It's the Belgium government. Pretty much hate all governments in general. So anarchy! But I digress. The Belgium government had a little problem with something very near and dear to my heart. A good old champagne of beers, a Miller High Life. They took exception to the term champagne of beers and therefore dumped out a considerable amount of this great tasting substance that suds that you all love to down on a nice hot day, nice light and refreshing. Maybe make a spaghetti out of it. It's delicious. One of my favorites. And for them to reject it because of their snoity-toity pinkies up as they drink their really? Stellar Artois. They find our champagne and beers to be below them. So if you think you're if you think you're above my champagne and beers, Belgium, I'm above you. So Belgium, public enemy number one.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's it. That's all you had to do.
Huh.
You can take my freedom, but you cannot take my beer.
As long as it's not my beer, I'm good.
I feel like that's going to be the next tea party, the beer party.
The beer party, baby.
Oh, man.
I'll lead it. The champagne of beers, and we will invade Belgium first and make all their people drink champagne of beers until they love it or die. You're welcome.
Sounds like a great weekend.
Yeah, yeah, right? That's the news, y'all.
There you go.
Okay.
Champagne of beers. Wait, Stella's from Belgium?
I believe so.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
I know.
I get my weed from California.
All right, let's clean up the show a little bit, class it up. Bring in our foreign correspondent
and new homeowner as well.
Yes, let's start there.
Salt Lake's newest permanent resident.
Wow.
Most permanent.
Most permanent, yes.
Yeah. You're living there forever.
Yeah, pretty much.
They already got,
if you guys want to visit, I got extra bedrooms. We got a huge backyard. You can put a tent back there if you'd like.
There it goes.
Wow, that big of a backyard.
Yeah, no, I'm in. I'm in. Let's do this. I want to go golf out there.
We live real close to a golf course.
Love that.
There we go.
Yeah.
And you're near the mountains. Park City is a hop, skip, and jumping away. It's delightful.
That is true, but I don't know if Park City is really an attraction. But anyhow.
Oh. Ooh. Damn. I was talking some local street talk right now. Okay. Some beef between SLC and the little Park City, eh?
Yeah, I don't know. It's overrated.
Oh, there it is.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
The local view.
All right. So it's been a while, but it's time for a hockey update.
Fuck yeah!
It has been such a long time. We didn't even get to talk about the fact that the Bruins had a historic season. They broke the all-time win record with 63. Tampa Bay just broke it in the 2018-2019 season. So that's pretty impressive. So I think we can just officially cross them off the list. There's no way that they're going to win it all. I feel like that tends to just be the curse in sports, right? You have the best season and you're not going to win it all.
Yeah, as a Warriors fan, I can relate to that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, unless you're a Yankees fan, you're the only ones I feel that experience that success.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
They're not going to win it, but they are beating the Florida Panthers right now 3-1. We've got the Toronto Maple Leafs playing Tampa Bay Lightning. The Maple Leafs are up in that series 2-1. We've got the Carolina Hurricanes versus the New York Islanders. The Hurricanes are up 3-1 in that series. We've got the New Jersey Devils versus the New York Rangers. The Rangers are up in that series. Then we've got the Colorado Avalanche versus the Kraken. The Colorado is up 2-1 in that series. And then we've got Dallas Stars versus the Minnesota Wild. That series is 2-2. And then in the Pacific Division, we've got the Golden Knights versus the Winnipeg Jets. The Golden Knights are up 2-1 in that series. And we've got the Edmonton Oilers versus the Los Angeles Kings. That series is tied 2-2. I think it's been a wild series so far. I counted 7 games that have gone into overtime. We've had multiple games go into double overtime. The Stanley Cup, I think I told you, Jarrell, they are leveling up year after year.
These playoffs have actually been paying more attention to, for whatever reason. Just going in between that and, you know, NBA playoffs, jumping back and forth. And they have been really entertaining. I was watching the other day, and Edmonton, if I remember correctly, was up 3-0. Or was it the other way? Yeah, they were. Edmonton was up 3-0, and next thing I know, Edmonton and LA are in overtime. I was like, what happened here? So the playoffs, yeah. The playoffs have been sick. Who do you think is going to come out this year? Who are your strongest contenders? So we might, you know, place a little wager here.
Yeah, well, you know, as an official Colorado fan, I think I've got a pull for them. Everything that I have been reading and seeing about Colorado playing Seattle is the Avalanche have been very impressed with the Kraken. They have given them a hard time. We've seen a lot of overtime, but we've also seen a lot of these games really high scoring, which is also exciting. And we've had the same thing in Colorado versus Seattle. So the Avalanche are looking really good. And you know what? I don't know why. I just really love the Lightning. I feel like you never count them out. And definitely not the Bruins. The Bruins will absolutely not do it. And you know what? The Kings were looking pretty strong there, and they had some pretty historic seasons back in the day, so I don't know if you can count them out either.
Yeah, that's all great point. Sorry, Brad's a little quick or slow on the trigger today. It's all right. All right, well, listen, I had to ask you about this because we didn't talk about it pre-show at all, but did you watch the Tank Davis versus Ryan Garcia fight this weekend?
You know, I unfortunately, not to be obnoxious, but, you know, moving is a nightmare.
Yeah, that's fair.
I've not gotten a chance to watch a lot. I've obviously watched the highlights, right?
Sure.
You know, the pregame, the talking,
yeah.
Always super fun. What a strange way for the fight to end. Garcia just takes a knee and can't get up.
Right. Yeah, that was so bizarre. But I wanted to ask you, do you ever remember someone... Gervonta Davis's size that had that level of punching power?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's so great to watch him take on Ryan Garcia. I mean, it really looks pretty effortless. I think he came away with like no damage to his face.
Yeah.
I truly believe that you can get hit so hard that you can't get up, but you know, I'm a wimp. But to do that to another, you know, I don't know if Ryan Garcia is a powerhouse, but I would say, you know, he's won some big fights. So impressive. I mean, this guy is really, you know, I hope he stays out of trouble because, you know, he's going to be one
rolling.
Of the greats.
Yeah, he really is. Excellent as always, Aaron. We will catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. More hockey, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Let's find out what's going on in the North State. Stepman Brad, you have the North State update?
Let's do it. Facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Stepman Brad's North State update.
Yes, it is time for the North State update, and it is not the best one, honestly. Both Wildcats, baseball and softball, have been on a slide. The only positive here, Chico State baseball just ended a 11-game losing streak.
11 games?
That's right, the last 11 games before Sunday. They hadn't won in 20 days. 11 straight losses. The last one was against Hawaii Pacific on the 3rd. It was a exhibition-type game. I mean... It was counted as your schedule, but it was one that was added in on a Monday.
And they still lost it.
Yep. No, they won that game.
Oh, they won.
That was their last game
last
that they
win.
Won.
All right,
they lost. They got swept by Monterey Bay. They got swept by San Francisco. Then they play against the number 23 team in the country, Cal State San Bernardino. They lose the first three, 2-8, 3-5, 6-8. But on Sunday, thankfully, they come back around. And they win 8-3 to end the stint. They really needed to at least split to have a chance in getting a bid for the West region, or at least trying to give a good showing for it. Now, their only chance, they have two more series left against Cal State Dominguez Hills this weekend, and the next weekend at home against Cal State LA, and hopefully they can get a winning record between the two. Because after that, the CCAA tournament comes up, and they will have to win that to get a bid into the West regions. As each conference in each region, the winner of that gets an automatic bid,
okay.
Just like any other college format. So, hopefully that goes their way. And Chico State softball, past 10 games, they're 3-7. So again, not great. They are 20-3 right now overall, 13-17 overall in conference, right in the middle of the pack, closer to the bottom though. So again, they look like if they can win out, or at least have a winning record at the end of it all. They have a chance to skate by and actually make it into the conference playoffs. And same thing goes for them. If they can win the conference playoffs, they will make it to the West region. But that is the only way that they will be making it into the West region. It's been a down year for both teams with a lot of talent. It's just one of those years where it just didn't come together for them. I'm hoping that they can turn it around at the end of the year with these last two series for both of them, that they can come around in the CCAA tournament in a couple weeks and get the victory there. But outside of that, yeah, that's the North State update.
All right. Efficient. Good job. Good on you, pal.
Thank you.
Great job, Brad.
I thought you did a really good job. I just was trying to get on to the next thing. I was reading something here. So, yeah, filler is what you got for me. Okay. But I mean it. Good job. It was efficient.
Thank you.
It's one of the most important segments on our show. We give it that local touch. Yes. The people need to hear about our Chico State people. And Chico High School as well. PV High School.
Yeah.
So they appreciate you.
Again, playoffs will good be job,
up.
Dude.
Playoffs
job.
Will be coming up here in a little bit for baseball and softball, and I'll give those updates as they come. So,
San Jose State wasn't up here recently?
No, they're Division I.
Well, I had San Jose. I feel like I had San Jose players in my bar the other day.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I didn't like them either.
Really? No. Weird. Yeah.
They didn't tip well.
Oh, okay. Now, they go back to the DeSanto, you know.
Nice. Would you like to tell the people what you're gambling on?
Yes, sir.
Rudy, 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 hey!
What the student body has been chanting for the last two or three minutes. It's the name Rudy.
I'm gambling again.
New week, new money. Let's get it. I'll be real quick. We got the Mexico Open this weekend. Field is kind of slim. They got John Rahm as the favorite at +250.
So, for golfing bet.
Yeah, that is unreal. Yeah. So your boy's going to do some long shots. I got Wyndham Clark at +2200, Matt Wallace at +6800, and Ben Taylor at +14000. Soccer Wednesday afternoon, Man City at home against Arsenal.
Must see TV.
It's going to be a great game. I got him at -160. I think they're going to smoke him, especially at home. And then my best bet of the year that is continuing to hit at 74-75%, the over on the A's game. It doesn't matter who they're playing, who's not pitching, who is pitching. Hit the over. I do it every single game. It's 74-75%.
There you go. Got to have something like that in the back pocket.
Just hit it over. Yeah. Just hit the over.
Thank you, A's, for being the sacrificial lamb of the season so far.
Their run differential is -100.
Yes, and they're only 20 games in the
22,
season.
22, yes.
It's the worst start in Major League history.
-100. Yeah. Unreal.
I think it's the worst start. If not,
it should be. It has to be.
If anyone's worse than that, heads are in the hand. Heads are in the sand.
And talking about baseball, they bought land in Vegas, so might not be the Oakland A's in it. Anywho,
sham.
Hit the over every A's game. Doesn't matter who's pitching. Just do it. Let's go.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Take that money to the bank. Actually, take that money out of the bank. Go spend it.
And double it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Foolproof plan. Over here.
It's quality investment advice here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we might as well be financial advisors,
indeed.
You know.
Indeed.
All right. Speaking of football, let's get to foot and mouth.
Let's do it.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth. No!
Oh, that is right, y'all. That is right. The glorious sounds of football are here. What a week. What a weekend. What a week to come. But this weekend wrap, wow. We talked about it a little bit before the show, but what happened to Arsenal? The world doesn't know. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows
right now. The Premier League, which a couple weeks ago, I have been saying for quite some time, Arsenal had their hand on. They're about ready to take down the Premier League champion, Premier League trophy, be crowned champions for the first time since, I want, 2003, 2004, 2005, somewhere around there. It's been a while. It's been a while for Arsenal. Yeah, a team that has long lived at the top of the table has been in shambolic form for the past decade, decade plus. And this is a year back. They had everything cooking. They had the manager that was ripe for the job. They had the team that was ripe for the picking. And my goodness, they put on a show for the first half and roughly for the second half of the season. But as of late, it has been absolutely disastrous. Dropping points left and right. And they're about to fall off the top of the table quicker than a prom dress. Unfortunately for them, they have the absolute monster behind them in Man City. And they don't stop. They don't stop scoring goals. Why? They have a Norwegian wonder kid by the name of Haaland! Erling Braut Haaland. The man is an unnatural robot at scoring goals. But unfortunately for Arsenal, they don't have that. What they have is a draw to Southampton. Southampton, that is at the bottom of the table, is fighting for their life. Now, granted, that fight for your life is often more compelling than the fight for winning. And that's what Southampton proved. They kept themselves afloat. They aren't dead yet. There is not one team that is set to be relegated yet, and we have about 6 to 8 games left for some teams. Yet, not one single team has yet been eliminated, and there are still quite a few teams that are safe from that elimination. So this is going to be a great end of the season. But Arsenal, if you want to win the title, you have to fend off the Hungry Wolves. Mm-hmm. And you failed to do so by giving up a 2-goal lead within the first 15 minutes of play.
At home.
At home. In the Emirates. To Southampton. Theo Walcott comes back into his old stomping ground and shows he's Theo Walcott.
Yep.
A waste of a talent, kind of, unfortunately. Yeah. Could have been better, but injuries get the best of them. That's beside the point. Luckily for Arsenal, they find a way to climb back and get a single point out of it with some amazing play in the last minutes of play to get a point at the death. That was huge. Gave them some bit of hope. But the fact of the matter is, Man City has 2 games in hand, and they're 5 points behind. My math isn't great, but if you do win those 2 games, that puts you above them. 3 points plus 3 points is 6. 6 is more than 5.
That is true. Adds up.
It adds up.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. And now, granted, those wins are not guaranteed. Why? Because nothing in the Premier League is guaranteed. Nothing in football is ever guaranteed. Those points are always desperately hard to come by. But Man City, like I said, they are an unstoppable force. And as Rudy had mentioned, this week will come to fruition. This will pretty much decide it all.
Yep.
Wednesday, noon, 12 o'clock. A noon kickoff for us. Lucky us. Man City, Arsenal. At the Etihad. And it will pretty much be whoever wins that game will most likely have their hand. Now, I wouldn't say that, because even if Arsenal does win, there is still a lot of work for them to do.
Yeah.
But if Man City does this victory, pretty much take it to the bank. Actually, take it to your local bookie, like we just said.
Mm-hmm.
Man City's taking that title. So shouts to them. What a great season they're having. And shout Arsenal, man. I feel for you. Tough way to go. You had it the entire season. You were playing lights out. It's terrible right there. Now, I look up right now. I see Brad is looking up a great story right now. Wanted to mention it because that's my Premier League update for you right now. My Evertonians drew a point against Crystal Palace. Moving on.
And then, hold on. Tottenham getting smashed
today. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Man United, thank goodness right now for Tottenham being Tottenham. They lost 6-1 to Newcastle. And they got rid of their interim coach. Fired 2 coaches in a season. Beautiful. Bravo.
Way to go, Tottenham.
Bravo, Tottenham. Yeah. You are Tottenham, and you are living up to the classy name that is Tottenham. You're doing what you're supposed to do. To Tottenham fans out there, I don't know why. I'm sorry.
Sad.
It is sad. A team that has... You're going to lose Harry Kane, too, most likely. He's probably going to Man United.
Woo!
That's most likely. So, that's hopefully that 6-1 defeat is a huge one for them to take. Most likely kicks them out the top 4. So that's your Premier League update. You got Man United, Newcastle, Man City, and Arsenal taking that. But if you're ever a fan of the Wrexham, the Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, you know that they bought themselves a football team over in Wales that was played in the semi-pro divisions of football in England. Now, they won the league. They secured the championship the other day, which was actually pretty glorious, seems. Finally got themselves promoted into the English Football Professional League, so they are professionals now. They are real. They are in there. They're probably going to continue to go up because they have a lot of money behind them. They have a lot of steam behind them. In this world, it's all about momentum, and they got a lot of it. So shouts to Wrexham and their move into the professional leagues.
And they have what? So it's this league, the next league, then they're in the Champions League.
Yes.
And then after that, the Premier League.
League 2, League 1, Championship, yep. Premier League. So
they're creeping up. I mean, I would say a couple years.
You wouldn't be surprised if in the next decade, Wrexham is back in the Premier League. I would put my money on that.
Back in it. Were they ever in it?
Yes,